We've aimed for practical understanding. And we've wrestled with this tension and carefully considered how best to provide you with the latest and most important information while doing it in a way that's clear, helpful, and immediately practical. While the book is certainly scientifically based, you aren't going to feel like you're in a science class or reading an academic paper. Yes, it's brain science, and we're absolutely committed to remaining true to what research and science demonstrate. But we'll share this information in a way that welcomes you in, rather than leaving you out in the cold. We've both spent our careers taking complicated but vital scientific knowledge about the brain and boiling it down so that parents can understand it and immediately apply it in their interactions with their kids on a daily basis. So don't be scared off by the brain stuff. We think you'll find it fascinating, and much of the basic information is actually pretty simple to understand as well as easy to use. If you are interested in more of the details of the science behind what we're presenting in these pages, take a look at my books, MindSight and The Developing Mind, Second Edition.
Thanks for joining us on this journey toward a fuller knowledge of how you can truly help your kids be happier, healthier, and more fully themselves. With an understanding of the brain, you can be more intentional about what you teach your kids, how you respond to them, and why. You can then do much more than merely survive. By giving your children repeated experiences that develop the whole brain, you will face fewer everyday parenting crises. But more than that, understanding integration will let you know your child more deeply, respond more effectively to difficult situations, and intentionally build a foundation for a lifetime of love and happiness. As a result, not only will your child thrive, both now and into adulthood, but you and your whole family will as well. Please visit us at our website and tell us about your whole brain parenting experiences. We look forward to hearing from you. Dan and Tina. www.wholebrainchild.com.
The Whole Brain Child. Chapter 1. Parenting with the Brain in Mind. Parents are often experts about their children's bodies. They know that a temperature above 98.6 degrees is a fever. They know to clean out a cut so it doesn't get infected. They know which foods are most likely to leave their child wired before bedtime. But even the most caring, best-educated parents often lack basic information about their child's brain. Isn't this surprising? Especially when you consider the central role the brain plays in virtually every aspect of a child's life that parents care about. Discipline, decision-making, self-awareness, school, relationships, and so on. In fact, the brain pretty much determines who we are and what we do. And since the brain itself is significantly shaped by the experiences we offer as parents, knowing about the way the brain changes in response to our parenting can help us to nurture a stronger, more resilient child. So we want to introduce you to the whole brain perspective. We'd like to explain some fundamental concepts about the brain and help you apply your new knowledge in ways that will make parenting easier and more meaningful. We're not saying that raising a whole brain child will get rid of all the frustrations that come with parenting, but by understanding a few simple and easy to master basics about how the brain works, you'll be able to better understand your child, respond more effectively to difficult situations, and build a foundation for social, emotional, and mental health. What you do as a parent matters, and we'll provide you with straightforward, scientifically based ideas that will help you build a strong relationship with your child that can help shape his brain well and give him the best foundation for a healthy and happy life. Let us tell you a story that illustrates how useful this information can be for parents.
Ia Wuwu. One day, Mariana received a call at work, telling her that her 2-year-old son Marco had been in a car accident with his babysitter. Marco was fine, but the babysitter who was driving had been taken to the hospital in an ambulance. Mariana, a principal at an elementary school, frantically rushed to the scene of the accident, where she was told that the babysitter had experienced an epileptic seizure while driving. Mariana found a firefighter unsuccessfully attempting to console her toddler. She took Marco in her arms, and he immediately began to calm down as she comforted him. As soon as he stopped crying, Marco began telling Mariana what had happened. Using his 2-year-old language, which only his parents and babysitter would be able to understand, Marco continually repeated the phrase, Ia Wuwu. Ia is his word for Sophia, the name of his beloved babysitter, and Wuwu refers to his version of the siren on a fire truck, or in this case, an ambulance. By repeatedly telling his mother, Ia Wuwu, Marco was focusing on the detail of the story that mattered most to him. Sophia had been taken away from him. In a situation like this, many of us would be tempted to assure Marco that Sophia would be fine, then immediately focus on something else to get the child's mind off the situation. Let's go get some ice cream. In the days that followed, many parents would try to avoid upsetting their child by not discussing the accident. The problem with the let's go get some ice cream approach is that it leaves the child confused about what happened and why. He is still full of big and scary emotions, but he isn't allowed or helped to deal with them in an effective way. Mariana didn't make that mistake. She had taken my classes on parenting and the brain, and she immediately put what she knew to good use. That night and over the next week, when Marco's mind continually brought him back to the car crash, Mariana helped him retell the story over and over again. She'd say, "Yes, you and Sophia were in an accident, weren't you?" At this point, Marco would stretch out his arms and shake them, imitating Sophia's seizure. Mariana would continue, "Yes, Sophia had a seizure and she started shaking. And the car crashed, didn't it?" Marco's next statement was, of course, the familiar Ia Wuwu, to which Mariana would respond, "That's right, the Wuwu came and took Sophia to the doctor, and now she's all better. Remember when we went to see her yesterday? She's doing just fine, isn't she?" In allowing Marco to repeatedly retell the story, Mariana was helping him understand what had happened so he could begin to deal with it emotionally. Since she knew the importance of helping her son's brain process the frightening experience, she helped him tell and retell the events so that he could process his fear and go on with his daily routines in a healthy and balanced way. Over the next few days, Marco brought up the accident less and less, until it became just another of his life experiences, albeit an important one. As you read the following pages, you'll learn specifics about why Mariana responded as she did, and why, both practically and neurologically, it was so helpful to her son. You'll be able to apply your new knowledge about the brain in numerous ways that make parenting your own child more manageable and meaningful. The concept at the heart of Mariana's response and of this book is integration. A clear understanding of integration will give you the power to completely transform the way you think about parenting your kids. It can help you enjoy them more and better prepare them to live emotionally rich and rewarding lives.
What is integration, and why does it matter? Most of us don't think about the fact that our brain has many different parts with different jobs. For example, You have a left side of the brain that helps you think logically and organize thoughts into sentences, and a right side that helps you experience emotions and read nonverbal cues. You also have a reptile brain that allows you to act instinctually and make split-second survival decisions, and a mammal brain that leads you toward connection and relationships. One part of your brain is devoted to dealing with memory, another to making moral and ethical decisions. It's almost as if your brain has multiple personalities, some rational, some irrational, some reflective, some reactive. No wonder we can seem like different people at different times. The key to thriving is to help these parts work well together, to integrate them. Integration takes the distinct parts of your brain and helps them work together as a whole. It's similar to what happens in the body, which has different organs to perform different jobs. The lungs breathe air. The heart pumps blood. The stomach digests food. For the body to be healthy, these organs all need to be integrated. In other words, they each need to do their individual job while also working together as a whole. Integration is simply that, linking different elements together to make a well-functioning whole. Just as with the healthy functioning of the body, your brain can't perform at its best unless its different parts work together in a coordinated and balanced way. That's what integration does. It coordinates and balances the separate regions of the brain that it links together. It's easy to see when our kids aren't integrated. They become overwhelmed by their emotions, confused and chaotic. They can't respond calmly and capably to the situation at hand. Tantrums, meltdowns, aggression, and most of the other challenging experiences of parenting and life are a result of a loss of integration, also known as disintegration. We want to help our children become better integrated so they can use their whole brain in a coordinated way. For example, we want them to be horizontally integrated so that their left brain logic can work well with their right brain emotion. We also want them to be vertically integrated so that the physically higher parts of their brain, which let them thoughtfully consider their actions, work well with the lower parts, which are more concerned with instinct, gut reactions, and survival. The way integration actually takes place is fascinating, and it's something that most people aren't aware of. In recent years, scientists have developed brain scanning technology that allows researchers to study the brain in ways that were never before possible. This new technology has confirmed much of what we previously believed about the brain. However, one of the surprises that has shaken the very foundations of neuroscience is the discovery that the brain is actually plastic or moldable. This means that the brain physically changes throughout the course of our lives, not just in childhood, as we had previously assumed. What molds our brain? Experience. Even into old age, our experiences actually change the physical structure of the brain. When we undergo an experience, our brain cells, called neurons, become active or fire. The brain has 100 billion neurons, each with an average of 10,000 connections to other neurons. The ways in which particular circuits in the brain are activated determines the nature of our mental activity, ranging from perceiving sights or sounds to more abstract thought and reasoning. When neurons fire together, they grow new connections between them. Over time, the connections that result from firing lead to